I said before, you're under no obligation to, but you can if you want to give me a tiny little twinkle. Yeah, that is lovely. Right, a little bit closer. Don't you worry, you'll be all right. Just a little bit. That's it. And you've got an eyelash on your nose. We don't want that, do we? Must have been your eye, not on your snitch. That's it. You've got a lovely smile when you're smiling, haven't you? You keep that lovely, gorgeous smile. That's lovely.
I think that'll do for the time being. Well done, Sarah. That's the easy bit.
At least I can play out around here.
Suppose so.
What is it?
Is that a suit?
It came as a combination.
Do they go together?
Well, if you think they do, they do, and if you think they don't, they don't.
It's nice. Twenty-one in August.
She is.
I used to worry me so sick when she played out.
She survived it, though, didn't she?
All things considering.
She's back on the streets now.
I beg your pardon?
Well, she is, isn't she?
I don't know if I miss her.
I know. How long is it since we've seen her?
2.5 years.
Could always ask her over.
I'd like to.
For her birthday. It's only a couple of months away. What now?
Hey, Roxanne, what are you doing for your 21st? I'm going over to my auntie and uncle's house for my birthday treat.
It was only a suggestion.
She's probably doing her own thing.
Suppose we'd have to invite Cynthia as well. There's no show without Punch.
I'm sure she'd like to see the place.
Oh, I'm sure she would.
She can't help it.
Can't she?
It's about time you showed it off. I mean, you've done a lovely job.
Thanks, Doc.
I really must get down to see her.
You speak to her on the phone, don't you?
It's not the same thing, though, is it?
She's your sister.
I'm really proud of that portrait. And that's the last time she ever smiled.
You lately?
You complaining?
No.
Well, shut up then.
Sit here on my own for years on end. Can't get you to stop in at all. Now you never go out.
Leave it out.
You've been sitting there for a month with a face like a slacked arse.
Well, what's there to smile about?
Thought he might have phoned at the weekend.
Who?
Who do you think? Ain't heard from him for ages.
He's busy, ain't he?
We're all busy.
He's got his weddings and that. It's the summer.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Well, if you're that bothered, why don't you ring him yourself? He's your brother.
I'm not running up me phone bill. He knows where I am if he wants me. He'd have had us up there to see it by now, I expect, if it weren't for her. Toffee-nosed cow. What's he want with 6 bedrooms anyway? What's all your mates doing tonight, then?
I don't know. I ain't asked them.
You want to get yourself a bloke? That's what you want to do?
I told you I don't want to get anything. I'm quite happy here, thank you very much.
When I was your age, I could have had the pick of the crop.
Well, why didn't you?
Because I lost my poor mother, that's why.
Oh, here we go.
I was stuck at home here from the age of 10, looking after Morris and your granddad.
Yeah, we know.
Then I got saddled with you. That was my downfall, darling.
I didn't ask to be born.
No, and I never asked to have you neither.
Well, you should have thought about that before you dropped your knickers.
With or without?
I think without.
Without?
Yeah.
Okay. What about this one? Better with or without?
I think this time it's with.
With? Yeah. All right, we'll pop this one in then. I hear you're a really good runner.
Yeah, cross country.
Have you won anything?
Not yet, I've only just started.
Okay then, look up again. Now,
This is going to blur a bit, but just tell me what you can read, OK?
H-L-A-C-T.
Right.
And I can't read anymore.
OK, that's good. Very good. I'm going to do your other eye now.
You off then?
Yeah.
Got any plans for the weekend?
Well, I've got to go to my mum's house and sort through her things.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Hope it goes all right.
Well, it's got to be done.
Yeah.
Okay then.
Right, I'll see you on Monday.
Yeah. Have a nice weekend.
Cheers.
Ooh. Enjoy the christening.
I'll try.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
In this massive house.
Thank you. We have got two children, you understand?
Are we called to have more?
What?
We want to have more.
Listen, Riot, you can't stay here on your own. It's not fair, is it? I mean, we can sell the house, can't we? We can sell the house and split the money.
Listen, you know what? You could split this whole house into two, right? You could split this into two flats and it'd still be bigger than our place.
Exactly.
You can't split it into two.
Well, there you are.
Skew whiff again.
It is, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Can I have the paper out?
Yeah.
Lovely, okay. Cheers.
Oh, as soon as you like.
Two ladies, gorgeous, that's massive. That's what it has that's together right. As they are. Okay. Really nice. Okay, here we go. Put your paper down there. Right, and here we go. Okay, and...
Can we say cheese, Morris?
Well, you can if you like. But you can say cheese, you can say whatever you like, but just give me a little, bit of something. Oh, yeah, very sweet. Okay, that's lovely.
So it took you 15 years, yeah?
Yes.
They give you a prize?
No.
Not even a stethoscope or something? Lovely. Yeah, that's really
how's
lovely.
The
come out,
Jack.
Yeah, that's it. And give him a hand. Look down at you. Lovely.
Are you going to see that flea collar? You going to see
don't
that?
Don't worry about that. You come out now. Come out.
Come
you just come out of the way.
That's it.
Pop out now. Right, and out. And there we go. I think I had the comb in there that time. Lovely. Oh. Very good.
Did he look good?
He does look good.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
So do you.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you very much, Jane. That's lovely.
It's for my auntie.
Oh, right. Fond of you, is she?
No, she's in India.
Oh, right. Mm.
Time I got married, innit?
Oh, I see. Pick a bride time, is it?
I've told you, I don't want flash.
Lovely.
I never thought I'd have any. Fertility treatment. It's a miracle.
Don't do that with your nose. Now stop it.
Hello, darling. Now, look at that lovely cat. Look over there. Look at that cat.
It's lovely.
Oh, that's it. Let him scratch it first. Go on. That's it. That's it. Lovely.
It's so silly.
Lovely. And that's it. Thank you very much.
Didn't you hear me?
Hiya.
What?
Hiya.
Mind out of the way.
Want a drink?
What? If I want a drink, I'll get it myself, thank you.
in a spectator sport. Can I have a glass too, please? I've changed my mind. I'm having milk. Not in a wine glass. Give me a highball. You don't put milk in a wine glass.
There you go.
Thank you.
That'll do you good.
Meaning?
Nothing. Had a good day?
Scintillating. Suppose you'll be starving as usual.
A little bit peckish, yeah. Do you want me to do something?
Like what?
Anything you like.
No, I bloody well wouldn't.
Fair enough.
Oh, all right, then. There's a fridge. There's a freezer. There's a hob. There's a recipe book. Help yourself. And don't make a mess. Unless you fancy a takeaway.
You're not going to smile, are you?
No.
Okay, it's a free world. Now, you're under no obligation, but you can if you want to give me a lovely big smile. Thank you. Oh, go on, lovely. And you're under no obligation to me. You can't smile if you like. Yes, thank you.
Do you smile, Mother?
No.
That's it to me. That's it. Now look at each other. Yeah, that's lovely, right? Go on, look up. Keep your face up, because you're like, that's lovely. Yeah, you're closing your eyes.
Get to burp it properly.
Give it a drop of gripe water. We used to pour it down Roxanne by the gallon. She farted like a trooper.
Runs in the family.
Would Madame care to test the temperature?
I'm sure it'll be fine. Thanks.
Been bad, has it?
It eased off at lunchtime. Managed a couple of crackers.
It's unpredictable, isn't it?
No, it's not unpredictable.
You've drawn the short straw, mate.
You're telling me. I wish it was unpredictable. What are you going to have for your tea?
Do you know what I really fancy?
What?
A steak.
You're not having any steak in this house.
Don't worry about me.
You'll be keeling over with a heart attack.
Do myself something later.
There's a chicken Kiev in the freezer.
It's a bit cold, wouldn't it? Anyway, I'm on a diet.
You're disgusted.
Okay, that's very good. I mean, you can see the ring perfectly. All right, now, sir, if you just bring your chin up. Yeah. Just slightly, that's brilliant, Buster. All right, great.
Sorry,
Listen,
can you take your glasses off?
I don't want to take my glasses off.
It doesn't matter. That's keep on saying, Wolf, isn't it?
That's all right.
No, it looks better without them.
All right. I look like a cane.
Right. Okay, and
out.
To
can you take the 1 minute, please? Can you take the cross out, please? Take the cross out. It's a gift. Take it out.
Just think it looks awful.
It doesn't look awful. It looks awful because it's not gold. I told you to buy gold.
Okay, right.
Pros palistora?
Sylvie. Can you see someone going speedy?
Okay, and to me, yeah, right, that's lovely. Now, do you want to look happy or sad? I don't mind. And keep you, and look at me, and lovely.
Hello, my name's Hortense Cumberbatch. I got your letter. Hi. All right, Tuesday.
Hortense, hello. Jenny Ford. Nice to meet you.
Oh,
come this way. How are you? All right?
Fine, thank you.
Good. I'm sorry about this prison cell. We've been banging on about it for years, but there you go. Have a seat. Make yourself at home. Now, before we go any further, have you got any ID? Passport, driving licence?
Yeah.
You have to get used to all this red tape. Would you like a Rolo?
No, thank you.
You sure?
Yeah.
There you go. Have a shifty. That's great, Hortense, though.
Thank you.
You on your lunch break?
Yeah, an extended one.
Have you had any lunch?
No, not yet.
No, me neither. So what do you do?
I'm an optometrist.
Oh, really? Oh, God. It's one of those things you keep putting off and putting off, isn't it? And I've got to the stage now with the Guardian crossword where I'm going like this, so I think the time has come. But you'll have to pop in. You can give me a test. Where do you live?
Kilburn.
Right, right. In a flat?
Yes.
You share?
No, I live on my own.
All right. I lived on my own for about 6 years before I was married. It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, Hortense. Let's talk a little bit about you, shall we? Now, obviously, you've been giving a great deal of thought to things and you've come to a decision, which is good. But for me, the question is, why now?
I just feel that it's the right time, that's all.
Right. You thinking about getting married?
No.
Do you have children?
No.
You thinking about having children?
No.
It's fair enough. Are you sharing this with your parents? Do they know that you're here today? I mean, how do they feel about it?
They're both dead, actually.
All right.
Yeah. Mum died 2 months ago now.
Oh, that is recent. I'm sorry to hear that. Was it sudden?
Yeah.
Perhaps that's what's made you start on this.
I don't know.
It's possible.
Well, I'm not trying to replace her. She's irreplaceable. Well, they both are.
No, of course. Of course. And when you were growing up, was it a happy environment?
Yes, very.
Oh, good, good. And did you, were you able to discuss the fact that you'd been...
No, it was never really an issue.
Right, right. So you've only just found out?
Oh, no. They told me when I was little.
Oh, good, good. And do you remember how you felt about that?
Well, it's not exactly something you forget, is it?
No, no. I'm sure it isn't. So how did you feel?
Well, we all just got on with it as a family, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Perhaps you should have discussed it.
My parents loved me and that was all that matters. Isn't it?
So, now that we've got you here, what are your expectations?
Basically, I just want to know.
Yeah, yeah, of course you do. Let me share something with you, Hortense. Somewhere out there, and we don't know where, is your birth mother. Now, she's probably married, perhaps not. She may have other children. She might be dead. She may even be in Australia or somewhere. We just don't know. But what we do know is that at the time she gave you up for adoption, she was under the impression that she would probably never see you again. Now, as I know you're very well aware, the law has changed since then and you are now legally entitled to seek your birth mother out. But the snag is, she may not want to see you. So I don't want you to raise your hopes too high at this stage.
Sure.
Okay. Have a look at this.
What is it?
It's all about you. I'll tell you what. I'll leave it with you and I'll be back in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Can I get you anything?
No. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Cynthia Rose Purley. That's her.
Cynthia Rose. It's a nice name, isn't it?
That's her signature.
Mm-hmm. I feel strange.
Elizabeth. That's my middle name. They must have kept it.
Well, that would be your birth name, you see? Elizabeth Purley.
Listen, is there any way I could get a copy of these?
No, those are the originals and they're yours to keep. That's your right under the 1975 Act. I've made copies upstairs. Pop those in here for you. So, what we need to do now is... you go away. Never think. And when the time's right, and not before, you know, it's very much in your own time. Come back to me if that's what you want, and we'll get the ball rolling. Now, it can be a very long-winded process, and there's no two ways about it. It's a very traumatic journey we're embarking on. And there may be other people's feelings to consider, too. So I'll wait to hear from you, okay? Now, you could decide to trace your birth mother by yourself if you wanted, but I wouldn't advise it. We're a professional service, and we know how to handle these things. So I think you should take advantage of us.
Hello.
Oh, you're back. Hello.
I think I found a mistake.
I'm sorry, Hortense, I can't stop.
Look, it says she's white.
Sorry?
Mother White.
Well, it's perfectly feasible that your mother was white, isn't it? Look, I'm sorry, Hortense, really, I've got to go. I'm on an emergency case.
Yes, but could this be a mistake?
I very much doubt it. Look, give me a ring in the morning and we'll have a talk then. OK, I'm sorry.
Legs like a teenager.
Do you have to?
You'd like a pair like that.
What for?
I'm known for my legs. If you got it, flaunt it. You going out?
Of course I ain't.
Who's that?
Well, I don't know.
If this was Snow, you could ask her to come in.
I don't even know who it is yet. What are you doing here?
Just can't say her.
You can't come in, my mum's here. Coming out.
Hello? You all right, sweetheart?
Would you get inside? Nothing's changed much.
No.
Ain't your mum been round looking after you?
She came round Sunday, after mass.
Didn't take you long to mess it up again.
She's laying off me a bit now, no?
Well, she thinks so too, at your age.
Yeah.
She should have a word with my mum. I bet she misses you, though.
Fucking... don't have had it all together, I tell you.
No, I know what you mean. You and me, mate, we're better off without them.
Look. Sorry about...
So you should be. Don't get all serious on me, Paul.
No, I
didn't. Yes, you are, you fool.
It's missed her.
How much?
A lot.
Just a lot?
No. Yeah.
Well, I might have missed you a bit. No, I've been going out of my head.
Same as that.
Just so as you know, I ain't staying the night, not every time I come round. And I weren't in a strop before, I was just speaking my mind. All right. Now give us a snog.
In the morning, she's down Alston Barna, yam and banana. She's like, you got a boyfriend yet, Dion?
Nearly everyone who went to the funeral reckoned they'd seen her and she'd given them some kind of sign. Me see your mother 2 days before she dead, and she well on to me aunt and look in me eye as if she didn't know her. I mean, if she knew, I wish she'd told us.
You're getting better, though.
It's a nice day.
Yeah.
I don't know. My head can't contain it all. It's too soon. There's nothing rational about grief. Maybe you're crying for yourself.
You've been out much?
No, I can't. Some days I'm completely vulnerable. I can feel everything. Other days, I'm numb.
You want to come out with me?
No. I've got stuff to sort out.
What?
Life.
But if there's anything I can do.
No, thanks. I'll be all right.
Have you heard from Bernard?
No. Yes. He sent a sympathy card, which I thought was a very nice thing to do.
I did something really bad.
Oh, no, I don't think I can deal with no confession.
Cleanse my soul.
Mm-mm.
I did the do.
Do it.
Did the deed.
Did it.
Of a complete stranger.
Nah, who?
Dunno.
Well, what did he look like?
Dunno. He was in appetizing.
Oh, Lord. Did you use a condom?
Yes.
Did you use two?
Yes.
One on top of the other?
One after the other.
Oh, God.
Do you despair of me?
No.
Yes, you do.
I don't. Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
That's all that matters then, isn't it?
Yeah.
I liked my mum as a person, but I didn't know her. I wish I'd known her.
She loved you.
Yeah, I know, but that's not in debate, is it?
My mum. She resents me.
She kept you. She fed you, she clothed you. She didn't give you away. She could have.
I wish she had.
No, you don't. The thing is, they're so secretive. It's that back home thing, you know, come out, big people are talking. That sort of vibe. So you don't pursue things because you're brought up not to.
Just let them get on with it.
What I seem to do is think about things I wish I could have asked her.
Like what?
I don't know. There's stuff I wish I knew.
There's stuff I wish I didn't know.
No. If you knew you had a limited amount of time, you'd sort it out. You'd ask your mum questions, regardless of whether she got vexed. Like, I don't know, what happened between her and your dad, for example?
No. She ain't made no effort for me, so why should I be interested in her? And where's my dad anyway? I don't want to hear her and Norbert having it off. I don't want her to know who I'm having it off with. And I don't want her to see me drunk. I don't want her to know nothing about me.
Maybe that's because you're frightened that when you look at her, you can see yourself in 20 years' time.
Please.
We choose our parents.
How do you mean?
We choose the parents in this life that can teach us something so that when we go into the next life, we get it right.
You?
Well, sometimes it don't work, does it?
I'm going to pop out for a couple of hours.
What time will you be back?
4:30.
Okay, have fun.
Thanks.
Sorry to interrupt. Right.
I'm a bit low.
I'll give him a ring.
Doing here?
Thought I'd come and see you.
Where's Monica?
She's at home, I think. You'll let me in then?
Yeah, of course.
Do you want a cup of tea?
Yes, please. You all right then?
Smashing. You've been working down this way?
Yeah, I'm back at Tower Bridge.
If I'd known you was coming, I'd have warmed up the seat.
Warm enough, I should think.
Does Monica know you've come round here?
No, I didn't know I was coming myself.
She's okay, then?
Yeah, she's fine. You're busy with the house.
What doing? I thought it was supposed to be a new house, you said.
Stenciling.
What, drawing?
No. The stencils on the wall. Decorating. You must have seen it in magazines. Very effective. Roxanne not in then?
She's got some bloke in tow.
Has she?
Shifty looking bleeder. Walks like a crab. Your tea's there.
Tough.
Do you want a sandwich?
No, thanks. Is that what you're having?
I only see her first thing in the morning. She comes in, grunts, then buggers off to work.
You should be glad she's got a fella.
I am glad, Morris. I want her to be happy. But I'd like her to bring him round, see who she's knocking about with.
Just give her a bit of time.
You used to bring your girlfriends home. Front of the telly, laugh, drink. You didn't mind me sitting there, did you? What's the name? Never stop talking.
Tina.
Tina. Any other one wouldn't open her mouth.
Maxine.
That's it. Dad liked her, didn't he? Nice thighs.
So how's work then? Is it at the same place?
Yeah. I've got to get her something for her birthday. It's her 21st, Morris.
August the 7th.
I don't know what she wants. Apart from me under a bus.
That silly talk.
Me head in the oven.
When are you going to come and see us then?
Eh?
You know, a bit of a get-together. Come on Roxanne's birthday, we'll have some champagne.
What about Monica?
She'll be there.
No, won't she mind?
No. It's her idea, actually.
Oh.
How'd you fancy a barbecue?
If you like.
Anyway, it's about time you saw the house.
I thought you was never going to ask.
What I'm asking you now.
You've been there nearly a 12-month.
Tell Roxanne. She might not want to come.
She'll say no just to spite me.
Yeah, well, I demand her presence. Tell her.
What if she wants to bring him?
Has he got a job, this bloke?
Scaffolding, she says.
Oh. It's very well paid.
Is it?
Yep. Twenty-one.
I can't believe it, Morris. I was carrying her when I was 21, wasn't I? He was good with nappies.
Those safety pins, though.
Never stabbed her, though, did you, darling?
Stabbed yourself a couple of times.
17, weren't you?
I was. Standing then?
Not for much longer. You should see Dad's room.
What's up with it?
It's like the Niagara Falls up there.
What's it got a leak?
Yeah. Only when it's raining.
I'll have a look.
Nice to have a man about the place. I wish I'd known you was coming.
Dry at the moment.
The old lot's gonna come down.
Yeah, it does look a bit dodgy, I have to admit. Are you up to date on the rent?
Of course I am.
Well, give him a ring, get him to do something about it. It's his responsibility.
Don't be daft, Morris. He don't give a toss, does he?
I'll get someone to look at it. I'll pay. Look at all this junk. What's he going to do with it?
Give us a cuddle, Morris. Please, sweetheart. Why have you lived in some bloody love?
this work and...
Well, there's nothing the matter with you, darling finger.
Well, you can ring me.
You're always too busy, aren't you?
Look, sit yourself down.
You're the only one I've got, Mommy. You love me, don't you? Hold me tight, Morris, please. Sorry. Shave, eh? Slap your ass.
Why'd you chuck it all out, eh? I mean, look at it. Some of it hasn't been touched since Mum died.
Can you use anything, Morris, in your new house? Fill a space?
No, thanks.
I thought I might move in here. Front view. See the world goodbye. Remember this?
Yeah.
That's no use to you, is it?
I don't think so.
You ain't gonna make me an auntie now, are you? Sweetheart.
Listen, Simph. Better be going.
Know about the barbecue then, will you, sweetheart?
Of course I will. Tell her if she can't make it, I'll give her a clump.
Yeah, not before I do.
Hang on. Shall I say hello to Monica for you?
If you like, sweetheart.
There you go.
Thanks, darling.
See ya.
Ta-da.
What was your mum like when your dad died?
What do you mean?
How'd she cope?
I don't know. Too young to remember. She just got on with it, I suppose, like everybody else.
Did you have to look after Craig?
What, you mean like your big sister looked after you? No, I did not.
My dad never said a word about my mum after she died.
It's men for you.
I hated him for it. Must have been in real pain. Maybe just couldn't share it. I didn't know what I felt. I still don't.
Cynthia's antics couldn't have helped him much.
Dear Miss Craig.
Where would it, Miss Craig?
Who's your brother?
He's in Saudi Arabia, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, I don't exactly miss him. Why? Do you miss Cynthia? Do you think Roxanne's serious about this scaffold or bloke?
Well, she's only known it for 5 minutes.
Mind you, I was married at her age, wasn't I? I wonder if she knows.
What about us?
What's there to know about us?
You know what I mean?
How would she know about that? Unless you've told her.
I haven't told her.
I hope Cynthia doesn't know either.
She doesn't.
That's all right then. No, I meant if she knows about Cynthia, you know, before she was born.
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, she's got half-brother, half-sister knocking about somewhere. She's got a right to know.
That's up to Cynthia. You never say anything, would you?
Of course not.
Good. Anyway, she must have told her.
She never told her who her father was.
None of us knew who he was. I wonder if she ever misses him.
Who?
Roxanne.
Can't miss what you've never had.
Can't you? I was going to kill him. Poor Cynthia.
Saint Cynthia.
She tried her best.
Did she?
Yeah. Yeah. She did. She gave me a lot of love.
Tell him if he phones then.
Who?
Morris.
Oh, I don't know. Tell him what you want.
Are you going to bring your bloke or not?
No, I ain't.
Have you asked him?
No. Hello?
That'll be him now.
Hello?
Let me talk to him.
Shut it. Well, there ain't no one there. You're one of them perverts.
Sweetheart.
Will you stop going on about this fucking barbecue?
You're going to see him now, ain't you? You could ask him.
I don't even know if I want him to go. It ain't for ages anyway. See you later.
I, Zoe.
I, Zoe.
Take you, Darren.
Take you, Darren.
To be my husband.
To be my husband.
To have and hold from this day forward. For better, for worse. Vows to each other. They have declared their marriage by joining of hands and by the giving and receiving of rings. I therefore proclaim that they are husband and wife.
Aren't you seeing him tonight then?
I'm having an early night.
Keep me company.
I've got a hangover.
You should stop in more often. You are looking after yourself with him, ain't you, sweetheart?
What do you mean?
You know, taking care. I don't ask you nothing personal, darling, but are you taking the pill?
That is personal.
Why don't you bring him round?
Leave it out.
I'd like to meet him. I wouldn't know him if he stood up in me soup.
Don't hold your breath.
You don't want to leave it up to him, darling. Men are all the same.
Mum.
I hope he uses a what's name? Condoms.
Mind your own business.
They can leak. You want to be careful.
You're jealous, ain't you?
Where is he tonight, anyway?
I don't know.
Most likely out giving somebody else one. That's how I got caught with you. Running out of the pill. You could have a coil fitted.
A change of record.
Dr. Mulholland, make an appointment. You'd suit the sponge.
Your voice down.
I got a Dutch cat floating around somewhere upstairs. You could have that. Run it under the tap, bit of talcum powder. Where you going?
I don't have to listen to this.
Sweetheart! Roxanne! Sweetheart, darling, I'm only trying to help you.
Leave me alone.
I'm your mother.
Get out of my room.
It don't matter if you have a little baby. I'll look after it.
I ain't getting pregnant.
I'll give up my job.
It's nothing to do with you.
Yes, it bloody is. I'm not having you dropping it in my door.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, darling. I don't mean...
Oh, make me sick, you stupid bitch.
Sorry to trouble you, but I'm trying to locate a Cynthia Purley.
Yes?
Is that Cynthia Purley?
Yes.
Cynthia Rose Purley?
Yes.
Of 76 Quilter Street.
Yes, what is it you want, darling? Hello?
Did you want Roxanne? She's gone out.
No.
She ain't in any trouble, is she?
No, it's about Elizabeth.
Elizabeth? Elizabeth who?
Elizabeth Purley.
Oh, I mean, she's dead.
No, she isn't.
She is, darling. I should know.
I should know.
Look, sweetheart, she's my mother. She went in 1961.
No, I mean baby Elizabeth Purley.
Baby Elizabeth? Who is this?
She was born on the 23rd of July, 1968. Sorry about this.
At the Haven, Wells Grange Avenue.
Sutton, Surrey. Look, I'm sorry, I know this must be a shock to you.
I'm really sorry.
You mustn't come round here, sweetheart.
I didn't want to upset you.
You mustn't do that. And you mustn't phone neither.
I just needed to know.
Yes, but you can't come round here. There's no one knows about you, see?
Right.
Promise me you won't come round. Promise.
Look, I've got your address. If I wanted to come round, I'd have done it already.
I'm ever so sorry, sweetheart. I'm a little bit upset. Promise me you won't come round.
All right, I promise.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can I meet you somewhere?
Oh, I shouldn't think so, darling.
See, I've got lots of questions I want to ask you.
Yeah, well, I've got to go now.
Please.
What's your name, anyway? Hey?
Hortense.
Hortense?
Yeah.
Hortense what?
Cumberbatch.
Cumberbunch? That's a funny name, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Are you on the phone?
Yeah. Do you want to take my number down?
Oh, I don't think I got a pencil.
I'll wait. It's Hello?
Do you want to meet me or not, then?
Oh, hello.
Yes or no, it's up to you.
Well, yeah, of course I want to meet you.
Well, then.
Are you sure about this? I mean, if you're not sure...
Where do you want to meet me?
Well, where would you like to meet?
I don't know, anywhere. Not here, though.
No, of course not. What about outside Holborn Tube Station?
Holborn? When?
What are you doing this Saturday coming?
Nothing. I'm never bloody doing anything.
Saturday, then.
What time?
7:30?
Oh, past seven. Now, listen. You mustn't phone me here again. Do you understand me? Otherwise, I won't come and meet you. No, I'll see you on Saturday.
Hello? Don't even know what you look like.
What's for tea?
Got you a bit of steak.
What for? A
little treat for you.
Ain't you having none?
I just fried myself an egg. Do you want a beer?
We ain't got none.
I got you some.
Oh, did
you? You going out?
No, I'm staying in.
I'm going to have a few early nights. I've decided.
Excuse me.
What is it, sweetheart?
Are you Cynthia?
Yeah, I do know.
Hello, I'm Hortense.
What are you talking about?
Hortense Cumberbatch. I spoke to her on the telephone.
What, that was you?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, sweetheart. No, darling. You've been ringing the wrong person.
Cynthia Pearley.
Where'd you get my name from, anyway?
It's on my birth certificate.
What are you talking about, your birth certificate? It can't be.
It's got your name and your address on it.
No, that's all wrong, darling. They've made a mistake down the offices. You want to get down there, get that sorted. That's someone having a joke.
I don't think so.
Let me have a look at that. I'm ever so sorry, sweetheart. That must be a bit of a disappointment.
Look, I really think you ought to see these documents.
Why, what is it?
Why don't we go somewhere and have sit down?
No, I think I'd better be going, darling.
You look, you've come all this way, please. Let's go and have a cup of tea or something. This place is down there.
Find your mum, sweetheart. You keep looking. Go on.
No, thanks, I don't smoke.
Nor should you. My daughter smokes like a chimney.
You got a daughter?
Yeah. They've never been in here before. They shouldn't go raising your hopes like that. It ain't fair.
Is this your signature?
This is stupid. I don't understand it. I mean, I can't be your mother, can I?
Why not?
Well, look at me.
What?
Listen, I don't mean nothing by it, darling, but I ain't never been with a black man in my life. No disrespect nor nothing. I'd have remembered, wouldn't I?
Shouldn't be ashamed.
I can't look at you. I didn't know, sweetheart. Honest, I didn't know.
What didn't you know?
I didn't know you was black.
Who was he?
You don't want to know that, darling.
I do.
Listen, I want to be honest with you, but I can't tell you that, sweetheart. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Look at you. I'm a bit of a disappointment to you, ain't I?
No.
You don't have to say that, darling.
I know.
You've been better off without me, I can tell you that much. I've done you a good turn.
Your tea's getting cold.
What's your mum like then? Does she mind you looking for me?
My mum died recently.
Oh, I'm sorry. What about your dad?
He's dead and all. Are you married?
No, I ain't married, sweetheart. Are you?
No.
I bet you got a boyfriend, though, ain't you?
No, not at the moment.
A nice-looking girl like you.
Have you got a boyfriend?
I'll give them all a wide berth. They got me into enough trouble in the past, ain't they?
Optometrist.
Aye?
I test eyes. Optician.
Oh, yeah? Well, there's a turn up.
What do you do?
I work in a factory.
Do you like it?
Pays the rent.
How about your daughter?
She works for the council. You got any sisters?
No, two brothers.
Are they, adopted?
No.
What they do?
One's a computer salesman and the other one's got his own garage.
I bet your mum was proud of you, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, of course she was. I'd have been proud.
Why didn't you want to see me?
Well, because nobody knows about you, sweetheart. I don't want to upset my daughter, do I?
I mean, when I was born.
I was too upset, see. They wanted me to look at you. They wanted me to hold you, but I couldn't. I just couldn't. I didn't know if I was coming or going. I was only a little girl myself, 16. I didn't have no choice. If I had a senior, I'd have wanted to keep you. You do believe me, don't you, sweetheart? Blame you, darling. You only just found out?
No. Known since I was 7.
What your mum and dad told you, did they?
Yeah, they did.
They sound like nice people.
Yeah. My mum told me on the plane on our way back from Barbados.
Little girl. Was you upset?
I just looked out at the clouds.
Mm.
Haven't you ever thought about me?
Yeah, of course I have. But tain't no good pining over what you ain't got, is it?
But didn't you think I'd look for you?
No, I didn't, as it happens. Wish I'd bothered now, don't you?
No. I'm glad. I don't want to disrupt your family or anything. I just had to see you. I had to know who you were.
Listen, I want to wish you all the best, sweetheart, whatever you do. And I'll be thinking of you.
What's up?
You going out?
Well, yeah, in a bit. You feeling all right?
Well, it's nothing the matter with me, sweetheart. Nothing at all. Did you find anything today?
Frozen chicken.
What, in the road?
Oh, in a bin. Still cold. Some dirty magazines.
Do you bring them home?
No.
So I suppose there are worse jobs. Got a laugh, ain't you, sweetheart? I should cry.
Hello.
Is that Hortense?
Speaking.
It's Cynthia.
Hello.
I didn't think you'd be in.
I am.
Well, I just wanted to ring up and say how nice it was to meet you yesterday, that's all.
Thank you.
Been thinking about you all day.
I've been thinking about you.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say that.
Thank you.
I don't know what to say now, daft, ain't it? Got home all right, did you?
Yeah, thank you. What have you been doing today?
Oh, just out the back, sunning myself. What you been doing?
Just chilling out, really.
Yeah, right, ain't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's all I wanted to say, sweetheart. Ta-da, then.
I'd really like to see you again.
Would you?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Do you like Italian food?
Yeah, I eat anything, me. Chinese, kebabs, the lot.
What? Nothing. It's great.
And okay, other side, please. So if you bring your face round this way, please. So I
can you shut the door, please?
Yeah, sure. Sorry. So who did your original photograph?
My dad, actually, but my solicitor said that they weren't good enough.
Do you have a police photographer?
No.
It's going to come in a bit closer, so I hope you don't suffer from claustrophobia.
No, I don't, actually.
That's good. OK, so I'm just going to move you.
Thank you.
Sorry. It's great. A little bit closer. Now, I know this isn't very nice, but it's got to be done, hasn't it?
I want him to look as bad as possible.
Of course.
I lost my job. I was good at my job.
What did you do?
I'm a beauty consultant.
OK, and if you just bring your chin up. A little bit. Lovely. That's it. So what actually happened to you?
My seatbelt was broken. I went through the windscreen. It wasn't my car. I wasn't driving. It wasn't my fault.
Yeah, you said.
It wasn't.
You okay? Driver sustain any injuries?
No, unfortunately.
He's obviously not in your good books.
I haven't seen him since. I don't want to see him either.
Life isn't fair, is it? Someone always draws the short straw. OK, that's very good. Yeah. One more.
Is you asleep? Thank you.
If you give us a ring in the morning, we'll see what we can do.
Thanks. Bye, then. Mind how you go.
Oh, Morris, that's terrible. How'd she do that then?
Car crash.
Oh, she's so lovely.
Not anymore, she isn't.
It's tragic.
She's getting some ear roll from that dosser now.
Oh, he's been looking at me. Gives me the creeps. How much money do you think she'd get then?
What?
Insurance.
Oh, well, she's lucky. 15, 20 grand.
I don't know what I'll do if that happened to me. I think I'll kill myself.
Hello.
Hiya.
I expect to see you.
I'm terribly sorry.
Hello, Monica.
Hi, Jane. Just been for a facial. I'm dying for a cup of tea.
Over there.
What?
That bloke.
What bloke?
See who it is?
What, by the lamppost?
Yeah. Stuart Christian, isn't it?
No.
It is.
But he's in Sydney.
Is he?
He's coming over.
Doesn't look very well, does he?
Is that man?
It's all right, Jamie, know him.
Do you? What's he want?
God knows.
It's over to you then, Buster.
Thanks very much. Hello, Stuart.
Morris.
Long time no see.
Yeah. How's things?
Fine, thanks. Fine.
Good.
You're looking well.
You're still here then?
Yep.
Good.
I thought we'd lost you to Australia.
Wow. How's the wife and kids? Maureen?
Monica. I haven't got any kids.
Haven't you?
No. It's great, thanks.
Good on you, mate.
You still in the game?
Look at all this. What are you doing? It's lost its style, Morris.
Has it?
Looks like a dentist's waiting room. I'll kill for a cup of tea. If you're 21 or a millionaire, it's great. Or you've got 9 kids. You're fine. Brilliant. open arms. But for guys like you and me, it doesn't matter how good you are. Forget it. That was an experience. Now I'm back.
That's too bad. You were full of such big plans as well.
That's a big place.
That's true.
Too fucking big. You're looking as gorgeous as ever, Micah.
So, Stuart, you thinking about setting up again?
Nah, forget it. Too much of a pain. You know what it's like, Morris. You sweat your balls off for years and try and make people happy. What'd you get back? Nothing.
Thanks.
By the way, Stuart, this is Jane, my assistant. This is Mr. Christian, the gentleman I bought the business from.
Hello.
Hiya, Jane. I hope he's treating you well.
He's all right.
Can work for me any time.
I'm all right where I am, thank you. Your wife must have been sorry to come back.
Which wife? Ah, that bitch. She never came out there in the first place.
So where are you living at the moment, Stuart?
Down at Grey's.
Essex?
Yeah, my mum's place.
Must be nice for her.
Having her boy to fuss over?
She's dead. She died when I was still in Bangkok.
Oh.
Sorry to hear that.
It's a shame.
Didn't see much of her anyway. It's my dad I miss. You win some, you lose some.
You must have had some lovely weather in Australia.
Too hot. It's too hot over there. It's too cold over here. Hasn't changed much in here.
That's the lick of paint.
Still got the Bronica, then?
Yep.
I should have thought you'd be able to afford a Hasselblad by now, Morris.
I can.
Well off, are you?
Surviving, mate.
Yeah. You've done very well out of my business, haven't you?
My business?
No, it's my business,
no,
Morris.
Stuart, no, it used to be your business. I bought it from you. It's my business.
Listen, this was an antique shop.
That's right.
There was nothing here.
That's right, I know.
I gave you my goodwill. I gave you my clientele. I gave you my fucking reputation.
You gave me nothing, Stuart. With all due respect, your clientness was shit.
It wasn't.
I followed it up. I wrote to them, I rang them, I didn't get one by it. If there's any success in this shop, it's down to me.
It's bollocks.
No, it's not bollocks, Stuart. It's the truth.
How many weddings did you do?
Oh, enough.
How many?
Oh, about 40 a year.
I used to do 140.
What, personally?
No, not personally. No, nobody does them personally.
I do.
Well, then you're a bloody fool. You get people in, get them out there. If the work's there, take it. You've got to grab it while you can.
It's not in my interest to get some tosser in. I mean, I'll have no control. It could fuck up my reputation.
I'm not a tosser.
I didn't say you were.
I'm not a fucking tosser.
I'm not talking about you.
Don't call me a tosser.
I wasn't talking about you, Stuart.
I could still do it. I've still got an eye. They can't teach you that. I'm still a photographer.
Of course you are.
So if you want someone to help you out, no worries, mate. Be all right.
Right. I see what you're saying, Stuart, yeah. I'll bear it in mind.
You can lend me a camera?
Yeah, sure.
I have one nicked. Great. Thanks.
Sure.
Get rid of him.
Yeah, but for the grace of God.
Tea's on the table.
Right.
Having none?
No.
Why not?
I'm going out.
Where are you going?
I'm off now then, sweetheart.
Ain't you going to tell me where?
You never tell me where you're going.
You don't ever go nowhere.
Well, I'm going somewhere tonight. Ta-da.
Have fun.
Don't wait up.
She's been acting right funny.
Where's she gone?
Well, fuck no, she wouldn't tell us. He's all right though, Morris. He's always got plenty of wine in and that. We'll get well pissed.
Yeah, nice one.
I'm a little bit shy of you to tell you the truth, sweetheart.
For me? You shouldn't be.
Look at you sitting there. You look like a model.
Oh, do I?
I bet you was a pretty little girl, weren't you?
Yeah, lovely.
Don't do that. You'll stain my monkey. Stop it. Don't spoil it.
I used to drive my mum mad pulling faces.
Did you? But she was a laugh, wasn't she?
No, not really.
Thought you said she was a midwife.
Yeah, she was.
I'd like to have been one of them. I love babies. I'm sorry, darling.
It's all right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Is that all right for you?
Yeah, it's lovely. Wet, isn't it? Where's this food, then? I'm ravishing. What?
I've got so many things I want to ask you, but I can't remember what they are.
Nice to have somebody to talk to, isn't it? Give us your hand, dear. God, you've got beautiful skin. Right, let's have a look at you.
What, can you read palms?
I used to. I ain't done it for years. Nobody's interested no more. Now, if I didn't know you, I could see just by looking here what a nice girl you are. Big heart. Oh, you're going to live to a ripe old age and all. Couple of kids.
Wow.
Do you want babies?
I'm not sure, really.
Oh, don't you?
Maybe, I don't know yet.
Yeah, of course you do. Well, what star sign are you?
Leo, I'm on the cusp of Cancer.
When's your birthday? Oh, 23rd of July, ain't it? You'd think I'd know that, wouldn't you? That was the other day, wasn't it?
Yeah, Sunday.
Well, why didn't you say nothing when I phoned you?
It's not a big deal.
Do you have a party?
No.
What'd you do then?
Stayed in, read me book, had a little drink.
What, on your own?
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday for Sunday, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you.
You're out now, ain't you?
Yeah, in good company.
With your mum. Some driving lessons.
What for?
I could get you some for your birthday.
You're stupid.
Get yourself a little motor. Eh?
Ain't you going out tonight?
No.
Why, what's happened?
You going out?
Yeah, later.
Where are you going?
Down a pub. I hope you're taking care of yourself.
What do you mean?
You don't want to go get knocked up, do you?
Don't be so bloody cheeky.
Not your age.
Missed a bit, darling.
Who's this?
Oh, don't start all that again.
Come on, who is it?
Ain't me, is it?
No.
No.
Sylvester Stallone.
I can't understand a word he says.
You like looking at him, though?
No, he ain't my sort.
What is your type?
What, film star?
Yeah.
Marlon. Like a bloke with a bit of meat on him. What sort of bloke do you go in for, then?
Intelligent, sensitive.
Well, don't you care what they look like?
Yeah, but they've got to have something going on upstairs.
You only have black boyfriends, do you?
Yeah.
How do you look after yourself, then? You know, if you don't want to have babies.
Condoms.
Oh, you just stop at that, then, do you?
Yeah. It's the best way,
really.
You
can't be too careful, can
you?
These days. It's my daughter's birthday next week.
How old is she?
21.
Nice age.
Well, she's your sister now, really, ain't she?
Yeah, I suppose she is. Does she look like you?
Yeah, a bit. You look more like me than she does. The same build.
What are her eyes like?
Blue. My brother's doing a party for her.
That's nice. At least it takes the strain off of you.
Yeah, well, there is that. Shame you ain't coming, really.
Ah.
Meet your new family. Oh, sweetheart. I nearly forgot. Happy birthday for Sunday.
Oh, you shouldn't have bothered.
Oh, it ain't nothing much.
Oh, thank you. Don't start crying.
Perhaps I should ask him.
What?
If I can take someone.
Oh, I don't know. It's a family thing, isn't it?
Well, you are family, ain't you? I'm proud of you. Listen, Morris, sweetheart. I wanted to ask you a favour.
Oh, yeah, what's that then?
You know the party Sunday?
Barbecue, yeah.
Yeah. Can I bring a mate? Sweetheart? Hello?
Is it a bloke?
Of course he ain't a bloke, you silly bugger.
Chance would be a fine thing.
Who is it then?
No, just someone at work. We've been out a couple of times. And I was meant to have seen her Sunday, only I forgot.
Is that all right then?
I suppose so.
What do you mean, you suppose so?
That'll be fine.
Smashing.
I have to check it out though.
Check it out, who with?
Listen, if I don't phone you back, bring her, all right?
I don't upset nobody.
No, don't worry.
Are you sure, then?
Yeah, no problem, yeah.
OK, then, sweetheart. Looking forward to it.
All right, yeah, well, say hello to Roxanne for me.
Yeah.
Ta-da, then.
All right, ta-da. Bye soon.
Listen, I spoke to my little brother today, and he says it's all right, so do you want to come, then?
Oh, I don't know.
I told him you was me mate.
I'd still feel a bit awkward.
Oh, don't be daft, sweetheart. You'll be with me, won't you?
It won't feel right.
I thought you wanted to come.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, if you changed your mind.
I was looking forward to it.
Oh, I know.
What do you think, then?
All right, I'll come.
You coming?
Yeah.
All right, then, sweetheart. Listen, I'll give you a ring later in the week and give you the address and everything.
OK, then.
OK. Ta-ra, then.
Bye-bye. You should have just said yes. Make me look like a... I can hardly see no now.
It's up to you.
We don't know anything about this person, whoever she is.
Some new mate. They've been out a few times.
Oh, two hysterical nutters.
I'm just glad she's got a friend.
I'm going to have a great time.
Thought I'd ask Jane as well.
Anybody else you want to invite? We've only got four garden chairs. Oh, give us two of them painkillers.
Do you fancy some fish and chips?
Don't be sarcastic.
I wasn't. Sorry. Nice
what?
To meet you. Oh, there's Morris. Now, come away in. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Monica.
Oh, this is Jane. Morris has just been picking her up from the station.
Here he is. Hello, sweetheart.
Hiya.
All right, Morris. I got you that.
I have to do that.
What?
All right.
This is Paul, it's Morris.
Ain't you got one for me, then?
Yeah, what's
that? Hello, darling.
Don't kill him.
Cool, you've landed on your feet here, ain't you, Morris?
This is Jane, my lovely assistant.
Yeah, I talked to you on the phone, ain't I, Jane?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, can I take your coats?
Yes.
Right, what do you want to drink? Red, white, rosé, beer?
Oh, I'll have white, Morris.
Yeah, beer. Oh, thanks a lot. Cheers. Simph?
I'll have white, please, Morris.
Rosé.
Okey-doke.
Where's the friend, then?
I've no idea.
Have you got an ashtray, darling?
There's one on the coffee table, Cynthia. I didn't think you would have given up.
Oh, one of the few pleasures in life, Monica.
These are very bright.
Don't you like them?
Yeah, I just put them in a vase.
What you got that up there for?
We like it.
We don't laugh. Stupid.
It's one of my early works. You miserable little git.
He was fucking around behind the camera.
Oi, mind your language, you little sod. So how's work then?
It's all right, yeah.
You still enjoying it?
Yeah, it's all right.
When are you going to college again?
Shut up about college.
You're going to college, aren't you?
No, I ain't.
Well, you should do. You got a good brain.
I don't want to use it, though.
Oh, suit yourself.
Yeah, I will. Paul's a scaffolder.
Yeah, your mum said. But that's hard work, isn't it?
Can be, mate.
Especially in the winter.
That's all.
I wanted to give it a Mediterranean feel.
Oh, it's a lovely kitchen.
And this is the... Oops.
Oh, it's a big lavatory.
This is a downstairs toilet.
Oh, that's handy, isn't it? Because if you're in the garden...
Exactly, it's really convenient. And I think the peach tones make it quite tranquil.
Yeah.
So you know where it is, if you need it. Now, excuse me, Jane. This is the garage.
I thought it was the cupboard.
Is that a new car?
Yes, that's my car.
What was the matter with your other one?
Nothing. I'll show you upstairs. We'll start with this.
Oh, there's the tank.
That's where I keep my towels and bed linen.
Just your airing cupboard.
It's not very capacious. And this is Morris's bathroom.
It's green. Matches your tank.
There's all new carpets, are they, sweetheart?
Oh, yes. And this is the master bedroom.
Gosh, it's more like the bridal suite. It's
beautiful. I've always wanted a four-poster.
Can't see Morris thrashing about in there.
It is a king size.
Oh, it's like something out of a fairy tale.
Yeah, this cost a bob or two.
Well, it certainly wasn't cheap.
And here's another lavatory.
Oh, that bathroom's mine, the ensuite.
And you've got the one each, have you? That's nice, ain't it, Jane?
It's like a hotel.
You don't want to be tripping over each other.
Oh, you've got everything, Monica.
So where's his friend, then?
He's here, isn't he?
No. Your mum's.
What's she talking about?
She rang me at the shop and asked me if she could bring a friend from work.
That's the first I've heard of it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, she's never mentioned it.
No.
Peculiar.
That must be who she's been going out with. She's a dark horse, isn't she?
Hello.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm a friend of Cynthia's.
Yes. Oh, yes, of course.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hello.
I thought you were...
Come on in. That's me mate, Hortense.
Hi.
That's me brother's wife.
Oh, pleased to meet you. Monica. Hello, Monica.
But come on out the back. Meet me brother.
OK. Can I take your coat for you?
Hortense.
Thank you.
This is me little brother, Morris.
Hello. Pleased to meet you, Morris.
I do.
Ain't that little Lizzie? That's Hortense.
Hortense.
Yeah, that's right.
And this is me daughter, Roxanne.
Happy birthday.
Oh, you didn't have to do that, sweetheart.
It's okay.
As Paula intended.
Yeah, me intended.
And this is,
Jean.
Morris's assistant.
Hi.
Very nice to meet you.
You too.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it, sweetheart?
Would you like to drink red, white, rosé?
Well, white wine, please.
Have that tomorrow.
Thanks, that's really nice.
You're welcome.
We'll have it later.
No, don't waste it.
I've got some for later to have with a cake.
We thought you got lost.
Well, I took a couple of wrong turns. Did you come in minicab, did you?
No, yeah, she got a car.
That's really nice, Fab. Thanks.
There you go. Thank Who you. Wants a top up?
I'll have one with you, Morris.
Not for me, thanks.
You all right?
Would you like a crisp? Or tense?
No, fine, thanks.
I only met Paul for the first time today. You're tense.
Really?
He's a scaffolder.
Mm-hmm. Are you?
Yeah. Another one bites the dust.
Hey. That must be quite dangerous, Paul.
Yeah, well, it can be.
Yeah, come and lollop over here.
You have to go up really high.
South sorts.
Just you and the elements, really.
Ever fallen off? Would you like a critter tank?
Thank you, no. I think I'll wait till later.
Oh,
so you work with my mum, yeah?
Yeah.
Not on the machine?
No.
You coming round tomorrow night, Paul?
Mum. Well, it's...
Eh?
We're going out.
Well, you'll come round before, Anne, won't you? Have a drink. It's her 21st.
It's no big deal.
Well, I ain't give you your present yet.
Chicken drumsticks.
Do you want some salad, sweetheart?
Yes, please.
I'll get you some.
You doing something special tomorrow night, you two?
No, down at pub as usual.
Oh?
Who use fingers?
Use what you like. Use your feet if you want.
You've a knife and fork there, Jean.
It's a bit late now. What do you do at the factory, then?
This looks really lovely, Morris. Thank you.
I hope it don't kill you.
There's salad servers there, Cynthia.
You ain't her boss, are you?
No.
Here are, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Do you want some salad, Paul?
No, I'm all right, thanks.
It's good for you. Make you go.
You don't want none.
What about Jane? Does she want salad?
Yes, not very much.
What do you do then, Roxanne?
I work for the council.
What, down the dole?
No, I'm a road sweeper.
Wow.
Hiya.
Yes.
Who's for a potato?
She's got my plate.
Oh. Yeah, sweetheart.
One for you, Hortense?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I'll have some of that and all.
Thank you.
Please.
Yeah, you do get girl road sweepers, don't you?
Right, burgers and bangers.
Nice one.
Yeah, that's your one, Roxanne. That's the one with your name on it, the burnt one, all right?
Yeah.
Potato for you, Paul?
Please.
A nice big one.
Yeah, darling.
One for you, Pat.
No top.
Shall I do you, Monica?
I can see to myself, thanks, Cynthia. Why don't you sit down?
What about Morris? Who's looking after the worker?
Don't worry about me. I've been picking. I'll eat them.
Sorry. Your potato's on your plate there, Cynthia.
Come on, have some salad.
Can I have a toast back, please?
Oh, sorry.
Got butter?
Yes, just a minute.
I'll have some mustard while you're there, Monica.
Uh-huh. Oh, you like the... American, don't you, Roxanne?
Yeah, Pa.
Right. Just get some salad.
Do you want some butter,
Paul? All right, darling.
Yeah, just waiting for the butter.
There you go, Simph.
Oh, Morris.
I'll shut you up.
Oh, you having a steak, are you, Cynthia?
Yes, thank you, Monica.
Oh, that'll put hairs in your chest. Like some mustard, or would you prefer the French?
This looks lovely, Morris.
Right. There you go, mate.
Oh, thanks, darling.
Love a cow for you.
Look at the
That's
ridiculous.
There's enough Jeez. There for all of us.
Put some colour in your cheeks, Paul.
Right. You sure no one else wants a steak?
Well, ain't you having one?
No, he's not, Cynthia.
Not allowed.
Would you like some mustard, Paul?
Oh, it's lovely.
Can't get rid of it, can you?
Oh, it's a real communal thing, eating.
Yes.
This is a lovely house.
Well, we like it. I'll show you around later, if
yeah,
you want.
Thanks, that'd be nice.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Do you live in a flat, then, Hortense?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's her own. She's got a mortgage and everything.
Whereabouts are you?
Kilburn.
It's a bit of a schlep, isn't it? The old Kent Road and back every day.
Mm. Just she drives.
I drive to the station.
You've got a bed sit, ain't you, Paul?
Yeah, it's right.
Oh, that's a shame.
Wish I had a place of my own.
Do you still live at home, then?
No chance.
So, do you two work on the same machine?
No. I'm the only one on slits.
Did you choose your own working hours then, Roxanne?
Not bloody likely.
Just biding her time till you go to college, aren't you?
Oh, I ain't going to college.
Hortense went to college.
Mm. What did you study?
Optometry.
What's that then?
It's to do with the eye, isn't it?
That's right.
Testing.
Mm. And you've given it all up now, have you?
Not exactly.
What are you doing working in a cardboard box factory then?
I'm doing research.
Oh.
That's interesting. What sort of research?
Medical.
What are you looking at her head?
Take no notice.
There's nothing wrong with her head.
Did you go to university?
Yeah.
Did you do a degree?
Yes, I did.
She just looks at our eyes, don't she?
Yes, I do.
What for?
Well, you can tell a lot about people from looking at their eyes.
That's true.
Can you?
Windows to your soul.
That's a nice way of putting it, Jane.
It's true, though, ain't it?
Right, who wants to chop up, Hortense?
No, thanks, I'm driving.
Yes, please, sweetheart.
Yeah, Morris.
Oi, greedy guts.
You'd want to take a leaf out of her book, Paul. Lost his licence.
All right, ma'am. Why did you have an accident, Paul?
Just there one too many, that's all.
There you go.
The demon drinky. So.
Is that who you've been going out with, then?
Yes. She thought I'd been seeing a bloke. Could have been, I suppose. I can still turn a few heads.
Turn stomachs.
Oh,
I think it's cut off now. It's just plain.
Did you pop my little tents?
Oh, well, we might as well pop the lot then.
No!
Oh, the
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear stinker.
Oh, yeah, Maury's very funny.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey, nice one, champagne.
Oh, I need my camera. Did anybody bring it in?
I did it, sir.
Do you have to, Monica?
Of course I have to.
Okay. Which way you point that, Maury?
All right, I'm undercover. Okay.
Come on, blow your candles out, Roxanne. Oh. Everybody else gather round. Come on.
Darling.
All right, see if you're tucking there. Excuse okay, Hortense in there. Well, come around here.
Hurry up, right, he's burning the eyebrows off.
Right, make a wish. One big blow.
And...
Please.
Hey.
I hope your wish comes true, pet.
Yeah, Roxy.
Tom.
Right, that's him.
You're sweet.
That's nice.
And Paul.
Thank you.
All right, see you again.
Thank you, Morris. Cool, this is lovely, ain't it? Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, one for me.
On you go then.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I would like to propose a toast for Roxanne on her 21st birthday. Now it's all legal and twice as boring for it. Mm-hmm. Mind you, it's been legal since you're 18 anyway, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Yeah. Roxanne.
Happy birthday.
There you go.
What's that?
Book token.
Don't be stupid.
Fucking hell, Morris. Thanks.
That was your 21st, isn't it?
Thanks, Monica.
Happy birthday, pet. Don't spend it all in the one shop.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Wish I bought my present with me now.
You can give it to her tomorrow, can't you? That's her birthday.
I expect I shall see you tomorrow. You're
going to
sit down, darling?
Yes, come and sit down. Everybody have some cake there, yeah? Hortense?
Yeah, Jean? Get stuck in.
Where am I going?
Anywhere you like. Yeah, another chair.
Come on, the end, Paul.
Hortense?
Where's the bathroom?
It's just through there, sweetheart.
Yeah, it's the door straight ahead and the lights on the left.
Yeah.
Girl?
Yeah, she is, Morris.
Seems very pleasant.
No, she's all right.
How you doing, Paul?
All right.
Oh, your shirt dried off now?
Yeah.
She takes after her mother.
Does she?
Do you know her as well?
Work at the factory, does she?
You're looking at her.
Aye.
She's my daughter.
What's the matter with you?
Morris, it's my daughter.
Don't be stupid. She's had too much to drink. She can't be the one that...
What?
Hortense, sweetheart. She's your sister.
What?
That's her half sister, Paul. You eat the cake, sweetheart.
Thanks. Wasn't supposed to happen like this.
You will it as, ain't it? So you tell them, go on.
Is it true?
Yes, it is.
You never told her then?
I'm sorry, darling.
Someone tell me what the fuck's going on?
She's your sister.
Morris? Monica?
I always said she had a right to know.
No, Roxanne, sweetheart, darling. Darling, please.
You know I will smack you, you slag, you fucking slag. I didn't know if you had one bastard, you had to have two of them.
Stop it. Roxanne.
Sit down, darling. Sit down, Paul.
Cynthia, I think I should go.
No, I don't want you to go, darling. You sit down. It's your cake, Jane.
You don't have to choose your moment, Cynthia.
But when's the right moment, Morris? You tell me that.
Paul, get the coat, we're going.
Come on,
Paul. Why didn't you tell me, Morris?
I thought you knew.
You used to tell me everything.
I'm sorry.
Well, you fucking won't let me down.
Oh, don't say that.
As for you, well, thanks for the present. You've ruined my party and I hope you're happy.
Roxanne! She don't mean it, darling. She just a little bit upset.
Where are you going?
I don't know.
It's all been a bit of a shock, isn't it? Hey?
Look, I don't get it. Did you know about her?
I always thought she'd had a boy.
She's a slag.
No, she's not.
Yes, she fucking is.
She loves you. We all love you. You coming back?
No.
You got to.
Why should I?
You got to face up to it.
Face up to what?
left her card. Oh, well. I'll post on to her.
I'll take it.
The state she's in, you'll be lucky if you ever see her again.
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you, sweetheart?
Would I?
You've been working on it for 18 years, haven't you, Monica? You turned my father against me. You turned my Morris against me. And you turned my daughter against me. You'll be having a go at her next, I expect.
Sorry about this, Aunt Tess. You finished, ain't you? Why don't you sit down?
You've got a short memory, ain't you?
What are you talking about now?
You wouldn't have none of this if I hadn't given Morris the money to start with.
That money wasn't yours to give. That was your father's
that
insurance money.
That money was for me and Roxanne.
And Morris?
He didn't want none of it till he come home and talked to you.
He was entitled to it.
I was going out cleaning at 5 o'clock in the morning, coming home, taking her to school, and then going out again to do a full day's work.
And didn't we know it?
You've done nothing but spend his money since the day you clapped eyes on it.
Well, what are you supposed to do with money but spend it? At least we've made something of ourselves.
Oh, haven't you just? You want to try bringing up a kid on your own?
She can't help it. She's never had enough love. And you've never got on.
That ain't my fault.
I know. But she needs you. Come.
I don't want to.
What do you think, Paul?
I think he's right. Darling.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I ain't saying nothing.
You won't have to. You just have to listen. Come on.
I'm sorry, Roxanne. It just came out, darling. I didn't mean to spoil your party.
Tell her, Morris.
I'll leave her alone, Sim. Just tell her the truth.
Darling. I got pregnant when I was 15. And your granddad sent me away to this place, didn't he, Morris? I didn't know she was going to come looking for me, did I? But I've got to tell you the truth, darling. I'm glad she did. It ain't her fault, sweetheart. She didn't even want to come. She didn't want to hurt you no more than I did. Oh, you tell her, sweetheart.
It's true. She didn't want to upset you. I'm sorry.
All right.
She said you weren't never going to come back.
Did.
I never said any such thing. She's twisted everything as usual.
Yes, you did, Monica. Well, you was wrong, weren't you? Because she has come back, ain't you, sweetheart?
I always thought you should have known, Roxanne.
You should have told her, Sylvia.
Of course I should have told her, Morris. But I didn't think there was ever going to be no need to. You seem to have told all and sundry.
Meaning me, I suppose. And why shouldn't he harm his wife, after all?
Then why don't you behave like his wife?
What?
Why ain't you give him no kids?
Quiet, Sylvia.
That's between Morris and me.
You're so selfish, Monica. You might not have wanted him, but he did.
Shut up, ma'am.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Don't I?
There are things you know nothing about.
Morris.
Like what?
Tell her.
Tell me what?
Why can't you tell her? She can't have kids. Simple as that. She's physically incapable of having children. We've had every test known to medical science. She's been pushed around, prodded, poked, had operations. We've had 15 years of it, and she can't have a baby. I love you to bits. But it's almost destroyed our relationship. And you know it has. There. I've said it. So where's the bolt of lightning? Secrets and lies. We're all in pain.
Why can't we share our pain? I've spent my entire life trying to make people happy. And the three people I love the most in the world hate each other's guts. I'm in the middle. I can't take it anymore. Sorry, Hortense, but you are a very brave person.
Very stupid
person. No, not. You wanted to find the truth and you were prepared to suffer the consequences. And I admire you for that. I mean it. Factory?
No.
What'd you do then?
I'm an optometrist.
Well, welcome to the family.
A nice man. He was.
Is my father a nice man?
Oh, don't break my heart, darling.
But
bet you never seen so much shit, have you?
You want to see my mum's ass.
Do you miss her?
Yeah.
Did you get on with her?
She used to drive me mad.
It's what they're there for, though, ain't it?
Yeah.
It's my old chair there.
I always wanted a little sister. No, it's just that my brothers were much older than me, so I ended up playing on my own most of the time.
I know what you mean. What are you laughing at?
Do you feel like we're sisters?
I don't know. Do you? It's a bit weird.
Yeah.
I don't mind it, though.
No, not do I.
I don't even know you yet, do I? Do you want to go out one night?
Yeah. Yeah. You can take me to one of your pubs.
Yeah, all right.
How would you introduce me? As your half-sister?
Yeah.
No, man. Too much explaining to do.
That's what I'd say, though.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Best to tell the truth, innit?
Yeah, it is.
That way nobody gets hurt.
Here, sweetheart. Tea's up. Go on, darling. Want a biscuit?
No, I'm all right, thank you.
Sit yourself, too.
You all right with that?
Yeah. That's it. Who'd have thought it, eh? Look at you two sitting there like a couple of garden gnomes. Oh, this is the life, ain't it?
Yeah.